This is a production of Cornell University.
BA meeting, September 15th, 2010.
All right, employee assembly meeting, Wednesday, September 15th, 12:21 p.m. Any late additions to the agenda? Okay, business of the day. I've got a couple of things. I've emailed Kristen, who is coordinating the Middle States accreditation discussion, and asked her, based on our conversation here a couple weeks ago, to provide us with some pre-information on the discussion, and also if she can ask Kent and Alan, who will be presenting to us, if they can gear the conversation towards staff and how the accreditation will relate to us. So I haven't heard back from her yet on that, but hopefully we'll get some good information. Jason couldn't be here today, but he is, Ari, has he gotten to you for a list?
Yes. Okay. Or is his request to data people and he has not yet heard back.
Okay. So just in discussing the membership ad hoc committee, he's actually asked for a new list as things have changed here at the university and restructure is happening. He wants to compare that new list to the old list we had, so hopefully we'll move forward with that.
I know, and I forgot what I was going to say. We need to get on this because we have an October 15th deadline. See, you were supposed to be early so I could ask you.
No, I was going to actually pass along if you wanted to talk about the last week, or 2 weeks ago in our meeting, we had talked about the issue of non-exempt people in compensation for coming to EA meetings, and Leslie has done a lot of background looking into that, and she was going to update.
Yes, I did. Sorry, I didn't realize that's what you were nudging me about. Yeah, I can talk about that.
I just didn't want to do that.
Oh, bam. I'll just wipe my little mouth here. As she just gave me the intro, I'll just go ahead. I looked into how it works with release time for coming to university committee meetings, specifically for staff who are non-exempt, and it turns out that there's a policy. There's a policy for everything at Cornell, or just about. And it's called the release time from work policy. And I brought copies of it for you. Move it around. The gist of it is, there's a statement that reads, the university encourages staff to serve on university committees whenever possible. Release time from work is dependent on approval of the staff member's immediate supervisor and the ability of the department to function satisfactorily in the staff member's temporary absence. So essentially, the staff member, one of us, needs to talk with the supervisor if a committee comes up that person wants to serve on or is appointed to. If there's approval granted from the supervisor to serve on this committee, then the staff member should be provided time off to serve and enter it into Colts or Kronos or whatever system you're using for non-exempt as paid leave. For exempt staff, it's different. But it is contingent on approval from the supervisor. So that's the critical piece. So it's up to the supervisor to determine whether the work can continue to happen without the staff member there.
So what I'm hoping to do from this is the letter that we would put together for President Scorton's approval, that we could cite this policy in there in some way so that the supervisor is aware of what the university's take is on that and hopefully can make accommodation for a staff member to be involved so they don't have to do this and make up their hours because this is service to the university. So this is just some great background research that Leslie did for us. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also had a conversation with a woman named Lauren Jacoby who works in HR, labor relations. who has had a relationship with EA over the years and is willing to continue to do so on an as-needed basis. So if there are things that we need from her, she would be more than happy to come. She gave me some good direction. If, for example, we decided that we wanted to go toward having the university overhead support participation in the EA for a certain number of hours a month or whatever, she was talking with me about how we might think about that. So would we, you know, what's the scope, that sort of thing. If it's the case that a unit just can't pay for that extra hour and a half a week or however much it is, would we want to pursue university overhead as a way to support all of us in doing that, so that the university would then give the department or the unit the whatever money it would be for 6 hours a month or whatever over the course of the year. So we were thinking about that and then concerns about overtime costs for staff who are hourly. She was raising a lot of really good questions for us to think about if we want to pursue this beyond just knowing now that there's a policy already in place that really covers, I think, the concerns, particularly the concerns that Tempo raised at the last meeting. Go ahead.
I'm not sure where to start. First of all, I have a question. When you said that you're going to get the president's approval on this.
Well, this is an approved policy. This is a university policy that's already in existence,
yes,
that we are supposed to be following.
Okay, so this is already in the policy.
Yep. Yep.
To the HR.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, do you mean the letter that they're going to write to employers about employee assembly membership? Is the one that Tommy mentioned? Is that what you're referring to for approval?
What we want to do in this letter for the president is make sure. The hope is that the president would send a letter to each EA member's supervisor to say, you know, that they appreciate them being involved, and that, you know, that he hopes that supervisors would be accommodating in letting the staff have release time to participate, and we would cite this policy as the university policy because supervisors may not be aware of it. So it's basically giving them a whole package of information.
At this, I'm sorry. I was going to say at the same time, I think that, I mean, I think this is a good corporate policy, but not a policy that's going to really encourage not a good staff. So I don't think it addresses really the critical issues, because I still think this policy allows for repercussions for non-exempt staff to try to be involved. Definitely, if this definition of status fracture, because I'm just thinking even like the non-exempt staff in my office are usually the administrative assistants, people that sit at the front desk, the welcome people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might say, well, if you leave, no one's going to be able to greet the people, period. So therefore, our office is not. And I don't think those are necessarily justifiable reasons why we should deny input. And so maybe what some of the things that we might have to think about is just the times that we have the meeting, even more so. Because if we're trying to expand it, I think it's really important that we get a critical mass of non-exempt staff involved. Because, I mean, I don't know if they're the majority or we're the majority exempt staff, but I just feel like they have an important piece, and a lot of the policy changes affect them more than it affects me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think bringing up the meeting time is important, particularly when we think about dining staff, because it's hard to for noon to be a meeting time for somebody who's working in dining, where that's when people eat. There's not an easy time to find that works for everybody, but I think that's a simple piece of it. But you're right, we need to ensure that we're creating an environment that encourages participation and doesn't create barriers to it.
And I think, I mean, I don't know historically, maybe Ari or Amy can jump in on this, but I would imagine that the meeting time was set as a noon time, thinking that many people can say, like, I take this as my lunch time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, everyone at the university gets a lunch time, so then say that receptionist, if they say, well, you know, I'd like to take my lunch from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and then I really just need a half hour's worth of release time. Now, you know, because they're eating here, then maybe it makes it a little bit easier for them to be away rather than say, oh, I have to take a lunch because I'm non-exempt, so I have to take a lunch and I have to be gone, and then I'm going to be gone another hour and a half outside of that. That, I think, may hurt it a little bit more, too. But maybe we can look at adjusting the hours in some way that maybe we start at 1 o'clock instead of 12, then we're maybe helping out with dining service lunchtime, but we're still taking it within a time that a staff, other staff member would take a lunch break or something like that.
So I think there's opportunity for more conversation about this, but in the short term, we know that this policy exists and it helps us as we're thinking about membership.
Mm-hmm. Did we answer your questions or do you have more? I'm
not sure. So we are not making a resolution to pass the resolution?
No. Yes, this already exists in university policy. This would just be essentially us making an ask of the president to send something to supervisors and cite this policy in some way.
Well, this happens, you know, during this kind of like my moment in time, you know. It happened, and you're doing this, then I appreciate what you're doing.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really like government.
Is this something we should put in the EA news? Just like, are you non-exempt? Are you interested in serving? But I don't know.
Well, it might fit. You might have. What if you had a link to it when you have the blurb about committee membership? You
right.
want to serve on a committee, and then you can have a link to this is the policy about release time for serving.
Because
it's too long to put it in the text.
Do you have where I can find this?
If you do a policy search on the human resources site,
mm-hmm.
And under career development, it shows up as release time from work. I can send you the link. But
okay.
I'll write myself a note because I don't seem to be able to remember things.
Nancy, you wanted to talk about paw prints and just update us on changes to that?
Okay, well, I don't have much by way of update. Mike Powers, who is now in charge of like the publications of university communications, and Donna Ballard, who's been doing the design work for paw prints, and I met with Darren Hearn from the Survey Research Institute to start to scope out and try and get an estimate from them in terms of holding 4 to 6 focus groups to just talk about paw prints and its distribution, content, frequency, the whole range of things. And so we're in the middle of that. I did indicate that I wanted one focus group to be just EA members, so I'm assuming the communication committee and some others, they think about 8 to 10 is what they like to have in a focus group, because I thought, A, you have a long history with cooperative, B, you're representative of so many employees across campus and know the concerns, and this would be a good group for us to get that kind of feedback from. So that's as far as we are with that. Donna is still, she's still doing the editing of paw print now, and I'm kind of moving in, but it's kind of on a gradual sort of thing because I'm trying to, one of the things that we know for sure, even before the focus group, is that Fawcett really needs a much, much more robust website and web presence. So I'm trying to start the ball rolling in terms of that so that we can get a nice solid website. Right now, if you click on a Fawcett issue, you get just the PDF of the, you know, you need a microscope to see it. So there should be other ways of making that more accessible. And I will continue with my Chronicle duties as they currently are. So we're sort of in transition. I have asked Donna if I should start coming to the communications subcommittee meetings in her stead, and that seems like a logical thing to do. So that's where that is. Stay tuned and we'll see what happens with the rest.
Great. So if anybody has interest in participating in that focus group, when and if it gets set up, let me know and I'll add you to that list. But Leslie, I'm assuming you.
There may be members of the communications committee too, so I can.
Yep.
Them.
Great.
It will probably be dependent on somebody. I have no idea what their charges are. Well, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, in publications are not going to know how to do.
Okay. Yes, but it was Tom who said SRI. I think he's looking for somebody outside of the shop to.
They're pretty reasonable. Their prices are pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So, but you definitely will be right here in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. I heard from Beth, who couldn't be here today, but she says the trustees are meeting next week, so hopefully she will have something to report out to us at our next meeting. Just to add that in there. Any other business of the day? Report from the chair, a couple of things. Leslie Meyerhoff and I yesterday went to the means restriction discussion, and I know you went at 4:30. Mm-hmm. So we're working with a company called Office DOS,
mm-hmm.
who will be doing a study of the different bridges. I found the discussion to be very positive. They're looking at multiple solutions for the various bridges. They're acknowledging that all of them are different, so there won't be a one fix for all. And they seemed very focused on understanding that our bridges aren't only seen as you're driving over them, but when you're underneath them and around them, and that, you know, our different seasons, and taking that all into account when figuring out what the barriers will look like. So I thought it was really interesting, and their goal is to have, when was it?
May 20th.
May 20th, the final specs for what they're going to do.
Yeah, they have to do by then, for sure. That's right.
Just one quick question. You know, another student, one of ours, actually, Michelle, Pratt, mm-hmm. Capitola. Is there any talk about making a barrier on that? Because that's the second one I've heard about. I'm sure there's others along there.
Well, he did in the discussion that we were at reference the fact that the danger doesn't end 10 feet from where the bridge is, but he didn't say that they would do, what they would do about anything like that, but they did say that that was part of what they were looking at as well.
And they also indicated that depending on cost, it could be a phased project. It might not happen all at once. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have community involvement at different points throughout the process, so we'll be able to see what they're working on.
And they did talk about a website so that people can see things. Mm-hmm.
Have they requested employee assembly involvement? I know they're working with SA and GPSA to get students involved.
I actually spoke to Mina, and what's Mina's last name? Yesterday at something else, and told her that the employee assembly would be interested in talking with them and participating in the discussion from the employee's perspective, and she was really happy about that, and she said that the assembly was really helpful when they were doing kind of campus planning in general, and she said that, you know, they would be in contact with us. So. And she's the campus planner. So hopefully we'll hear more from them on that. just a reminder, Leslie and I will be meeting with Mary not until about 4 weeks from now, but if you have things that you want us to bring up with her, I just want to put that out there as a reminder to let us know. We'll want to give her an agenda about a week before. So.
She's coming here?
No, she. We actually meet with her monthly along with Beth.
Okay.
So these would just be different things if we wanted to start having a conversation with her. So if there's anything that you want us to bring.
Can you just ask her about the status of the Share in Our World and Affinity Group? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Two different things.
Well, I think that they were a part of a Share in Our World. Humans were Share in Our World. Was each affinity group had like a, I don't know, like a quarterly meeting or luncheon,
oh,
like for
yeah,
like
yeah,
the veteran, African American women, LGBT. I think I might be forgetting one, but. But yeah, I haven't heard about that anymore. And what, is that a part of a budget?
But we can ask her that.
Yeah.
The one other thing that I wanted to throw out to the group is, as we approach the president's address, to staff, one of the things that we do put out there is the EA's award to staff. And in the past, that has been to one person. Last year, we awarded to Gannett. And the executive committee was the group that kind of decided, and I want to bring more involvement from the full EA into that. So if people can be thinking about a person or a group of people that we would want to give this award to, it's a plaque, and we acknowledge them at the address, but there's a lot of worthwhile people, and if anybody has any thoughts, I don't know if anyone has anything they want to throw out right now.
See you, please.
That's it, thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking, what's the emergency response team?
Yeah.
You know,
environmental health and safety?
No, the
emergency response, the crisis response.
Oh, the crisis managers? That first?
Mm-hmm. Well, the ones who are first responders.
Not the first responders.
But the cross.
Yeah, it's across campus.
Yeah, crisis managers.
Yeah.
Crisis management team. If anybody has others to think about, we can throw them in the hat and have a discussion and then vote on. And I think that is all that I have. Did you hear back from, no. We still don't have an answer back on if the president can come to a morning meeting with us, so we're still waiting on that. But right now, we do have him tentatively scheduled to do a teleconference with us on the 3rd of November.
December.
Yeah.
December.
I think
it's December.
I just don't see a single upside to that scenario.
I agree.
I don't think we should do it.
I think we should.
No, I mean, I'm telling you that, you know, the guy works 60 yards from here, okay? And he's the president. I respect him. I deal with him a lot at a lot of different things. But and he's not snubbing us. He's offering us something. But it's just like a little bizarre.
And he wasn't the one who offered. It was Mary's suggestion.
Right. And I just think I don't think we'll hurt his feelings if we say no. I mean, we get 20% of what we can get when we're dealing with somebody on that thing. If he was in Qatar, and you know, there's no way he could get back here to kind of get it. But
there's no other meeting date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying,
I'm saying
it's okay for us to say no. And if we have something we want to deal with him, I mean, I email him all the time. I always hear back from him all the time. I mean, he's there. He's engaged, and it's just sort of like.
I mean, but I think in your position, you have a rapport established with the president. A lot of new members.
Right.
Like speaking of myself, who has any of any, have
is that thing going to lend any rapport between you and him?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it's because I'm a millennial, so I'm just like, you don't have to be physically in the room in order. And I think just the idea.
Yeah, well, and we would do video conferencing.
Yeah, it's a little better than the phone.
All right, but hopefully we'll get a morning time with him, but we still haven't heard anything back on that yet. So does anything
I know.
Forgetting?
You'll know.
Hmm? Anything else I'm forgetting?
Mm-mm.
You got it all. If people can take a look at the minutes. I did hear from the folks that I heard from who couldn't be here said the minutes were fine.
Oh, yes, I thought that's true.
Okay, I'll show you. And if there aren't any changes, I'll hear or entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Mm-hmm. Motion by
Karen.
Second. Second by Sue. All in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Committee report, Gemma.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Sorry for sending around the updated budget late, so I've printed copies just in case you didn't have a chance to review them.
Oh, there's more pages there?
Yeah, there's tabs on the bottom of that. So, what I said in the email is we decided to increase the budget for the president's address by $500 just because Tanya was really working hard to stay within $1,000 last year. So we got $500 is a nice little cushion. And we added $600 to the staff recognition lunches and added more money for the cake and staff recognition cards. So that was $1,350. We had $350 from the grant fund. And then I thought I would take the other $1,000 out of the elections committee because we are doing it more electronic than mailing. So some money from that. So we were just moving the $9,400 around a little bit.
I can't remember whether I sent an email about this or just saw it. There's something on our website about the grant fund. Did I send that to you?
I think so, yeah. So we could just
take it off.
We need to take it off. Yeah. Well, the emergency grant fund on our website. No, because we don't
use it. I've been waiting to hear back from, I think, when Nicole Howell had said that that program really was kind of in limbo at the moment, so I was kind of reluctant to take it down until there's a new place to send people to.
That's true. They said they would know to look here in the old spot, so they've officially rolled it out. I mean, they are going
to. So we need to.
Just
we won't be funding it.
So we never did fund it. We just funded pizza for the auction that hasn't happened in about 3 years.
Okay. So
we can definitely come out of budget.
Yeah,
no, that part, yeah.
Okay.
But in general, just the grant fund, it's still showing up as our ownership, but it's really right now with HR. So I need to bug Linda about taking full ownership of that from us so that we can remove it. Is there any other comments on the budget changes? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Let's spend it.
Mm-hmm. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the budget as it stands now.
Second.
Motion. Motions, Curtis, seconds. All in favor of the budget?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? And David and two people emailed me, and Linda both voted yay via email. Great, the budget passes. Leslie, you want to talk about communications?
Sure. I sent out a draft of the EAE News. Mm-hmm. So I figured we could just have a discussion about it if there was anything anybody wanted to talk about or change. I got some input from Gary, and you have something you want to add. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
I'm
can talk about that later, so that
you
can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did include in here that about our staff students luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about it, but I don't know if we had agreed to do that, so I figured that would kind of push the...
I thought that was smart.
I mean, Tanya wondered, you know, maybe we're setting ourselves up to have a really small luncheon, but I also think if
really
we don't...
Really big luncheon.
What's that?
Oh, a really big luncheon.
Oh, I thought you were concerned about there being a small turnout.
Well, it would be us, so,
yeah. So, I think we'll be fine. I don't anticipate we're going to get overwhelmed with students, so... I don't know, what do you guys think?
Let's get over one.
I like that you put it in there.
So that means we're committing ourselves as a group to planning and doing a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
That means we, all of we, which I'm fine with. I just want to make sure that...
Well, that wouldn't that fall under the staff recognition committee?
Yes, which you've now been appointed to.
Why don't we give the person a certificate or something? I mean, what if someone says, I nominate facility services for the great job they've been doing regarding the conversion from coal to gas? The 16 men and women behind it, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What if something like that happens?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, we've got, what do we have now, $1,500 for a luncheon?
That's
so we could, have, you know,
become an ice cream social.
It could become an ice cream social.
Or pizza, I mean,
so maybe what we should just do is change it to
an event
as opposed to luncheon.
Right. Okay.
No, but I think it's important to
mention
food.
Right.
Right. I think mentioning food, but when you say luncheon.
No, but I said event with food. Yeah. I'm just saying don't. Cause people are like, all right, I wouldn't want to be.
Right.
Right.
But I also think that might be a cool challenge to,
I really think we wouldn't have so many people we can provide pizza for them.
Yeah, and that's fine. So,
yeah.
Right. So leave it as luncheon?
Or lunch.
Luncheon
sounds
fancy. Fancier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gary, you're smiling.
I'm happy to be here.
light lunch.
Napple.
So do they get anything on top of it?
Yes, we will give them a certificate.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you intend for the fonts to be different on them? Different things that you are including?
No.
So I
don't know why that happened.
That's not on the mark.
Yeah, I just marked that on here.
Okay.
I don't even know why that happened. I am now an outlet user. What should I say?
Welcome to the hell.
I'm having some issues. I can't get my old emails or contacts or anything, so I'm have my hands a little tight right now. So it's hard to do, especially the EA work, when I can't reference back any. I don't have anybody's contacts anymore. I can't reference back anyway, you know, so it's a little frustrating. How often do we want to send this out? Gary mentioned maybe we should just say periodically.
I think that'd be a way to go, because it might be something that we really want to get some information out sometime.
Right.
We don't want to be wed to like a quarterly scenario.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some really timely information that we want to
mm-hmm.
distribute, and maybe it's not like several items, maybe it's just a couple items.
Yeah, and I don't think people are, you know, waiting to hit their mailbox on the first of every third month. So
I am. It's on my calendar. periodically, great.
Okay. All right. Anything else about the AEU?
That looks good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a little on the fly, but...
Let's keep it going. It's a good tool for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
I'm going to put on my calendar when I think that should go out for them, at least.
And ask for help, you know.
And ask Gary for help, since he's, you know, it's his fault we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then with the expanded VA.
Goes to all staff.
Which I'll see when I'm dead.
All staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And good for you for taking it on while you're starting a job. And good for Ari for helping us get it. Ari really helped us get it off the ground. He took a lot of credit for it.
Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about was Fall and Plant Celebration Day. I've been in contact with Cheryl McGraw, and their office is very interested in partnering with us throughout the whole year. They want to raise awareness for EA with all their events that they're doing. So then the first event is Fall and Plant Celebration Day, and that's October 16th. What we had talked about is if we could get some of the EA members to either volunteer to serve food at the buffet that they have, and or we can man a table, and that could be just an EA table where we have information and giveaways, or we could do like a children's game or something like that, which would also be fun. So I think right now maybe the easiest thing would be for us maybe to have a present. We could wear our EA caps and name tags. I believe we have some EA caps, right? We just have one?
Sure.
Two. Okay. Well, two.
You can share them.
I have one in my... Oh, wait. It's in that bag I gave you.
Mm-hmm. It's in that.
One of the hats.
Do you have one in the Twitter hat?
Well,
yeah. We might have to do that. So are we interested in participating? And I unfortunately can't make it that day because I have a wedding. And
Another one?
Yeah. Tanya, of course,
ditching the old husband, getting a new one.
Yeah. I have a wedding to go to. And that's not. And Tanya probably can't make it. She's watching my
Yes, I could create my own children's activity with all the kids.
So,
and what are the hours?
No, it's painful.
Is it painful? I did it last
year. Thank you, Curtis.
And I'm not doing anything.
Oh, wait a minute.
What did you do last year?
I did serving. Oh, my God.
It was awful?
It was horrible.
Why?
I mean, it was a full-time job. I mean, I'm an employee and I'm serving other employees on my appreciation day. This is fun. No, it's really hard. I mean, and then you clean. I mean, it's...
But if we were to do our own table there and not...
Yeah. Like, I don't know what would you table?
We don't
like,
have much of a display.
Well, yeah, I don't
yeah.
see us...
Well,
if you're going to be recruiting people to expand our EA, it would be really important to be there and have mm-hmm. and make a display and do it.
I think the children will be... Best because there was a lot of kids and they were.
We don't need to recruit kids though.
No, but I mean.
No, but you talk to their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
So maybe we get some like candy or something, and we do some little beanbag toss through the circle thing, and then they get something, and their parents get a flyer.
Well, I think while the kids are playing, you say, "Are you interested in being involved in the EA?" Or here's what we do in the EA. But
I'd be willing to be at a table for a couple hours mm-hmm. yeah. with somebody if. If other folks jump in and do the stuff, mm-hmm. give me the stuff, and I go and put it up. Because mm-hmm. I agree that we need to have a presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could figure out stuff to have. We can
yeah.
even, you know, we could have
all right, I'm sending her on a sign-up sheet.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do the food service. You won't
We're not doing the food service.
I have done both the food service as a kid. I actually like the food service. If you're introverted, the food service is
so
good.
So somebody
if
needs to take ownership of what's going to be at the table.
I think if you help me out with the time, I think it's a...
You have to be there probably like at 2, and then like it starts like at 3.
Yeah.
Like it's after the football game.
Who's
going to
be at the table with me?
And then it goes to like 6.
I will be at the table with you.
I thought you were
babies. With babies?
Okay, first of all, they're not babies, they're 6. So like... And
they're not babies.
No, they're not babies. And they could stand by, they could help. I mean, you know... Or my
well, have them tethered. Don't worry.
I'm asking her to take my shot to the event.
Drinking? I wouldn't do it.
Well, it could be worse if she's home with my kid.
I mean,
it's October 16th. It's a Saturday, and I can probably be there. My husband will probably be home, and then I can leave him with all the kids.
Drinking.
I trust her husband.
Okay, so maybe somebody will say, I'll help make a display.
So who's making the display? That's it.
Actually, I suppose thinking about making one of those, getting a couple of the, have you ever seen the pull-up ones that look like a window shade that you pull
yeah.
up?
Mm-hmm.
And then for our recruiting, for getting a bigger EA, we could put them around different buildings because they really look like each of us could take them to our departments. If we
wonderful.
Can if someone in the community department can help me with wording, I can.
Okay.
Jenna is a goddess.
She is.
Wonderful.
Kudos her.
And that's what we need. We can put out, and just
okay.
think of stuff we can put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can put out all sorts of stuff.
We've got all kinds of fall art, right?
So the big blue case. I don't know if any of you. I know you have the big blue case.
It's so outdated. It doesn't catch your eye.
It doesn't have to be tagged to the employee assembly. It's just stuff that staff might be interested
mm-hmm.
in seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we got. Is it? Display and flyers
ten.
And well, why don't you see if there those shade things we talked about how much they are, and maybe we want to invest in that in our elections budget.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I can forward that to you. We've also heard
something. Yeah, I work in a communications
yeah.
department. I make plenty of them.
So maybe
wonderful.
So maybe look
yeah.
at that, and we can
mm-hmm.
spend some of our budget.
I think so because it'd be good advertising for us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One
great.
Thing that I do for this event is, to, and I wrote it down on her EA, that's sort of an EA at large. So just walk around and, you know, with the
mm-hmm.
EA
mm-hmm.
thing and talk to people. Like, you
right,
know.
So if we have two or three people,
I'm
both
somebody
can
walk around and just,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just wrote my name down for whatever.
Yeah.
Table
you know,
with Gary here, wait.
We probably won't have time to do new kind of takeaways. But
yeah.
we could you know, get out. We could always, you know, have cookie rolls or something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
well,
there always like a bunch of junk up on campus
and,
like
yeah,
we give away?
You wouldn't believe what we gave away at opening because we have so many things that say campus life that we're trying to get rid of since campus life.
Yeah.
We won't be using that language anymore. We have water bottles.
Yeah.
For sure. I can ask whether they're available.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be EA specific. You know, people come by and get anything.
We could be like Oprah and give away trips to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? She gave
no.
a trip to Australia
no.
to the whole audience.
To the whole audience?
To everyone in the audience.
Oh
she
God.
Gave a trip to Australia.
Her,
hi.
It was her equivalent of spending $800 for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go. I'm bitter that we didn't do our go around.
I was going to do your go around right now.
I'm gonna. My son did the AIDS Ride for Life.
Mm-hmm.
He was the youngest rider in the field.
Awesome.
And then he raised $800. Yeah.
Sweet.
So it was
great.
Good.
Now.
Yeah.
Good.
He's only 13. So it's good.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Is he still
at AIDS? Is he still no?
Where's
the high school? To where? Yeah. So I'm going to go down and read about millennials and what they do. I got my walker downstairs. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine isn't here. Oh, are you done with communication, Catherine?
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine isn't here to talk about all of internal operations, but she did ask me to share what we had talked about in our last executive committee meeting, and that she's thinking about our expanded EA and this idea of trying to do a couple of open forums, maybe three of them across campus in the coming months where a couple of EA members would go and sit on a panel so people can come in and ask questions about being involved in the EA, what we do, that sort of thing. And she had the idea of, well, if we can video cast it so that people who can't be there can see what's going on just as a way to increase awareness. And we talked about, you know, if it's something in, you know, say Cal's area of campus that maybe, you know, Gemma would want to make a point of being over there so she you could talk about how you bring your stuff back to campus, to the EA and that sort of thing. So just something she's thinking about.
We could use that display.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have, from that, I know it's a new report committee, but do we have verbiage or anything about, we do have something about how we want to expand that EA. I'm just thinking, as we're working on a display,
mm-hmm.
if we have already have things.
I can give you what we have from last
okay.
year.
I'm having a really hard time articulating.
I just, you understood what I said, and, yes. And I really didn't use any.
It was pretty clear.
Any
you
nouns or verbs.
Yeah.
So I have to think.
That's right. You get older.
So that's something that she is.
Is she thinking about it, or is she pursuing it?
She's pursuing it, but I think it will be. We're waiting on knowing what those pockets are to see where we'll get the best bang for our buck when we place the forms. But she wanted me to bring it back to the group to get a sense of are people willing to participate in something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be successful if nobody wants to sit on the panel. So.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Good. No? Oh, I thought you were shaking your head. Gotcha. So that was all that she had that she wanted me to bring to the group. Is there any old business? New business? Should we go around the room since we missed that earlier? My bad. No?
No, I think we should. But yeah, we should go around the room.
Okay. So I guess I'll start and say that my littlest guy started nursery school this week, so... and he said, "Mommy, will you miss me?" I don't think he realizes that I go to work every day, so I'm not usually with him, and you know, he's going to school now. And he was disappointed yesterday that he didn't get to go because he only goes 3 days a week. But very happy to put on his backpack today that has, you know, nothing in it and go to school.
No homework yet or anything?
Not in nursery school, no. Just his change of clothes.
Yeah.
In there.
Well, Tim and I are figuring out parenthood with our exchange student. It's fun. He also started a job last week where he had to be at work at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so our lives just went all on the same day. But so I'm still adjusting to that. And I feel like I have very few brain cells. Otherwise,
so how old is this?
She's 16.
From?
Germany. And I was talking with Gary about it. I have lots of friends who have 16-year-olds, but I'm not in the network, and so we're sort of out here, and I can't figure out how to get in and get her kids to hang out with, because it's just not happening yet.
Which school is
she going to? She's at the high school at IHS.
Club.
Yeah, and there's one starting today, so but it will happen.
It will happen.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else get exchange students?
Yes, and we have friends who have them, and so we're working on trying to get them. They know each other. The girls know each other. And so we're trying to get them together. Yeah. So it is. It's clubs. It's a youth group at church. It's, you know, that kind of stuff. None of which have started yet.
Sleepover.
Yeah.
I gotta find the kids. She's not generating the kids yet. It's hard work to generate the kids.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to me. I'm happy though. On Friday, I'm going down to New York City with the. Event planning class, and we're doing some amazing tours. So,
cool.
Tomorrow I'll be going down to the Waldorf.
Oh, nice!
I'm starting a new job this week, so I'm a new kid at school, and I have that same look.
My son started his school. Last week or so. So I entered the secretary for his school, and it's good for me.
Is he at a new school this year?
No, it is the same South Hill Elementary School. This will be his last year. It's great.
Okay. So he's in the same grade as my niece, who's also at South Hill.
Oh, yes.
Sadadas Meyerhoff? That doesn't even sound like words.
That's when it's buttered off.
Mm-hmm.
Celia?
Let's see, I don't know where to begin. How much time do we have? Yes, my son is now starting his senior year. He's part of the school's, he actually is one of the leaders in the school's new mentoring program for new students. ACF, he's increased enrollment, and he's been working all summer on that. So that got started. He's working for Tamlin as a driver. He's using my car. And what else?
I'm taking two classes a semester. I'm taking a Hindi class, which is really hard. And then I'm also taking a class over in the agriculture taking up. Somewhere on Friday, doing that.
My oldest son just bought his first house, so we moved him in the weekend before last, and I just convinced my husband, because he doesn't have a washer and dryer, to give him ours, and I get to buy the new.
Ooh, ooh, that was smart.
No, that's for me.
Where's the house?
The house?
No, no.
Mine took a long time, too. It's
I'm waiting.
Hopefully we'll get something soon. No. News about the closing. Should be any day, but any day has become many days.
Yeah.
Ari, Nancy, do you guys want to share?
Aside from
Paul
Tritt, this is about the end of gardening season. I have new gardening, so freezing beans, freezing tomatoes, whatever the new show has to eat.
Getting ready to go to a wedding with a good friend in North Carolina. Excited about that.
Whereabouts?
Good question. Durham, Raleigh, somewhere around
Chapel Hill. I used to live in Chapel Hill. My sister lives in Raleigh.
I hear it's very pretty.
It is. It's a nice time to be there, too. It won't be super duper hot.
You're taking a class.
Yeah.
It didn't get hit, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else?
I actually have new business.
Oh, new business. Okay.
I signed up through the X-Men program for a class and then had to drop it. And discovered that the process for doing that for staff is a big old pain.
It's a big pain.
This royal pain.
That's what's going in the newsletter.
What? What about?
You're talking about signing up for the class.
Yeah, the process. Well, the process to drop a class is worse than the process to register for a class. Staff have to have the approval of their supervisor to drop a class. And I mean, there are all these steps, and it's all by hand.
Yeah.
None of it is electronic. But for students, as my understanding is that everything is electronic. And
not necessarily.
No.
I said my understanding.
Yeah.
I didn't say that I knew that.
Trust me, why can't I click the button? I'm like, oh, God.
Anyway, it seems like that would be an opportunity for us to pursue making it easier for staff to take a class, because particularly for people who have a hard time getting up from their desks, you know, making enough time, which is what we were talking about earlier, to have to then go around campus and get signatures on a piece of paper is felt burdensome to me.
Yeah, because you have to get the approval from your supervisor, and then you have to decide who, for me, I had to decide who the supervisor, I actually had to get two signatures. Then you have to march down to the professor and get their approval. Then you have to go over to the department's registrar and have say if it is. That's just the sign up.
Yes.
That's right. No, I agree.
And then there's
and it's the reverse. Yes. That you also have to have the professor's approval to
drop it, which seems really silly. Exactly. The other thing is, if you were a student, I'm running into this problem too, is I've been a student on leave all these years. So as a result, it triggers my signing up through the employee degree program triggered the bursar, and now they're charging me for. So I have to go and either go on leave again, which may not happen, or I have to, it's just really complicated. So if you were a student or in that status, you also happen to be an employee, and you happen to sign up for a class, it's a huge mess. So I just want to let you know that that's...
So I thought maybe we would think about inviting, his name just flew out of my head.
Can you name it?
Yes, the short guy.
Glenn Altshuler.
Glenn
or someone from his office.
That was before you said the short guy.
Strike that from there.
I heard continuing education, and I was like, Glenn.
Yeah.
Because he's also now our division reports through Tim
Yeah,
he
so
would be a good person to have in general.
Yeah.
Because
he's very funny.
In charge of communication.
The VP of, what
is it? The VP of University Relations.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's a restructuring that mostly had to do with how the president relates to people,
right.
And not really, the units basically work the same way they
right.
did before.
So do we want to have, see if we can get him into a meeting?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That's great. We want to talk to him about this. We did have a, the education committee did arrange a meeting with HR end of the, we had continuing ed and the HR folks who were sort of oversee the employee benefit itself. That's, I don't know, that's not really what you mean. You're interested in the
process.
The process,
process.
Of, yeah, making it easier. But I also would eventually be interested in talking about the partner benefit or lack thereof for classes. Because children can take classes, but and we can take classes, but partners can't.
Have you had a conversation with Maureen Droll?
Yeah.
No.
No, we did. Our committee did. That was last year. Last fall.
Yeah. He could really even update us on anything
right.
coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And children get actually more money than staff.
They do.
That is just not right.
Yeah. No, I agree. This is something that the employees, the education committee, has been looking at some of the questions. We actually raised some of these, and I'm glad we're going to bring it up, because when I raised it to this group that we met with, it sort of was sort of like the answer we got was things sort of like, well, in essence, it was you're lucky you have it.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of at that level,
mm-hmm.
because there's lots of issues. There's also reimbursement rates for people who study off campus
mm-hmm.
versus people who study, and it's really, really not fair. Reimbursement rates are based on old tuition levels like PC3 and those things, and they're not really, you know, keeping up. There are all these sort of other things that have come up, the ease, all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't really get the sense that there was going to be much movement on their end, so I think this would be great.
Hmm. So let's see if we can get Glenn to come to a meeting, and then maybe
right.
we can spend some time in a meeting prior to that
yeah.
formulating
mm-hmm.
some questions.
Mm-hmm. And I have old meeting minutes. I'll send those out.
Great.
If you want to look at those.
Okay.
Good. That'd be great. That's what we need. Or something like that going.
Mm-hmm. Any other business? Is there a motion to adjourn? All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, right.
I'm
go back to work.
All right. I'm like, somebody's going to second, or are you going to look at each other?
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.